Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Hey, all right, let's meet our next contestant. He's a 50-year-old singer, actor, game show host. He enjoys being a dad. He enjoys dancing and going to bed early. Let's hear it for Wayne Brady. Wayne, welcome to the show.
Why'd you go with the old school bad game show motif?
Well, I figured it's game show day, so why not? Let's play a game. What do you say, Wayne? Wayne Brady, man, am I happy to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Gentry.
Yeah, I'm blown away that we didn't already have this day, to be honest with you, because it seems like every day I turn around, it's like donut day. I mean, there's a day for every damn thing, but I was blown away that there was no game show day.
That's the thing, and now Fremantle has fixed that. Fremantle is making sure that people know that game shows are an art form that need to be celebrated, and it's so American, man. It's a piece of Americana. It's been around since TV's been around, and so I'm glad that they asked me to be the spokesperson, you know, for the very first one.
Well, I figured since it is game show day, happy game show day to you, I'd like to play a little game. I didn't have a ton of time to come up with like a good name for it, but I figured the network could help us with that. I'm thinking it could be called the Mount Rushmore game. We love putting people on these Mount Rushmores, and we talk a lot of sports around here. So for me, I would do for basketball, Bill Russell, Kareem, Michael, LeBron. But everybody's doing that. Like, why don't we do a game show Mount Rushmore? So for me, it would be Chuck Woolery, because nobody tosses it to break like that 2-2. That's pretty smooth, right, Wayne?
You remember the 2-2. That is hilarious. Yeah, good.
Bob Barker, of course, would be on my Mount Rushmore of game show hosts. He's like the Cal Ripken of game show hosts. And then Pat Sajak, of course, who's got more money than Pat. And then RIP Alex Trebek. That would be my Mount Rushmore. I'm interested for you. If you have a basketball Mount Rushmore, and then the game show would be Mount Rushmore. Who's your game show Mount Rushmore?
Well, I can't front. I don't have a basketball Mount Rushmore because I'm a passive fan at best. For basketball, like the guys that I love. So if I gave you people to put on Mount Rushmore, I think it would be inauthentic because it wouldn't be people that I'm putting up there because I think they're the greatest. I think I'm putting them up there because I happen to really like them. Like, and this isn't, you know, trying to kiss up, but Shaq would be on my Mount Rushmore because, come on, the guy has transcended the sport of basketball and just become a piece of Americana. Kobe, because I love what Kobe stood for. God bless him and his daughter. I loved his work ethic. I'm trying to think of Jordan, because it's so hard to outwork Jordan, and he's another example I think of like that American rags to riches story, and followed up with a personality like LeBron. LeBron is another one of those all around cats who will go down as a legend. So for anyone hearing me, they would probably really disagree with my choices because they seem so obvious. But for someone that doesn't truly, truly follow the game of basketball all the time, those are the guys that I dig.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Well, unlike most game shows, Wayne, there's no wrong answers, actually, on Mount Rushmore, the game show. So I don't know how good the game show is going to be for the network, because I know they like right and wrong. But for this one, I mean, those were right. You got right answers. Nice work.
I love them. And in terms of the Mount Rushmore for game shows, I would put, definitely put Monty Hall, because Monty, not only this format with Let's Make a Deal, but Monty was a prolific game show creator. He really loved the actual art of game. I would put Alex Trebek, God bless him. He has become synonymous with knowledge, and Jeopardy, I think, is one of the best game show formats, hands down. Me.
You got to put Wayne. Yeah. You're really pretty good, Wayne.
And I just don't do it because it's me, but I recognize, you got to give yourself roses sometimes. I am the only person, in my humble opinion, right now, who, just like I've done for 14 seasons going into 15, I host a show that is completely unscripted, except for the games. Completely. I am out in the middle of an audience doing crowd work like you would do if you were in a stand-up club. But my crowd work lasts an hour. I don't know what the audience is going to say. I'm hosting games, but I'm also doing improvisational songs, characters, comedy bits. It's a game show meets a variety show. So until somebody can beat me at that, then I'm on the Mount Rushmore.
All right, well, Pat Sajak's wallet might have something to say with it, Wayne, because, that guy's he's stacked.
Nope, the money is not one thing. He can stay to stand there and talk, which is amazing because I've watched him since I was a kid. So that doesn't mean that he's won. Skill for skill. Because if you're talking Rushmore and you're talking sports, that's my skill. So beat me at my skill.
I'll give you this too, Wayne. I mean, he's also got Vanna White bringing in ratings. Let's never forget, Pat Sajak, that you had the help of Vanna White, okay? I mean, she's a goat herself. Are you kidding me?
She is an absolute goat. So I think that they are an amazing team. But I've got a great squad myself. I've got Jonathan Mangum on my right-hand side, always bringing the funny and set me up. I have Cat Gray that plays the music that lets me do my thing. And the secret weapon is I have one of the most beautiful women on TV, Tiffany Coyne, who Tiffany can go toe-to-toe with anyone that does that model job. But then Tiffany is funny. And Tiffany can get laughs all on her own. We are an NBA comedic dream team on Let's Make a Deal.
That's beautiful. Wayne Brady, of course, a host of Let's Make a Deal. It is National Game Show Day, so we're celebrating today. I did not put you on my Mount Rushmore of game show hosts, but I'm sorry, Wayne, but I did put you on my Mount Rushmore of improv comedians. I am blown away at the way that you just said you did pretty much improv on your game show too. So I mean, now you really got me thinking. But I'm wondering, what are some of the best tips you got that helping you sharpen that blade when you're out there slaying that improv comedy? What's some of the best tips people have given you?
No one's given me tips. I've earned them over the lifetime of doing it. So the tip that I can give you as a host yourself is the essential piece of improvisation is listen. Don't go planning what you're going to say to someone. Listen and be actively involved in the conversation, because then you can use what the person said in real time. Don't plan a bit in your head that if you're going to be active, be active and listen. That's the biggest piece that I can give you.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
All right, well, I'm sitting here listening to you, Wayne, and I'm enjoying it. It's National Game Show Day. Everybody should go out and celebrate, watch a game show, maybe play a little game at your house. I follow you on Instagram, which is a fun follow. You're at Mr. Brady Baby if you want to follow my man, Wayne Brady. But what's up with these made-up mixtapes? I saw that you're promoting that a lot. Explain to the audience what this is.
Well, I've done that a couple times. It's my improv show that I do. live. I've done it all over the world. I've shot an international special in Australia. You know, it's myself and a band, and I take Jonathan Mangum with me, and we basically I make up songs that you've never heard, the stories behind the songs, characters, some things maybe that you've seen on Who's Line a couple games, and then I do straight up song and dance numbers with dancers, and it's a full on true variety show right in front of your face.
Another thing I appreciate about game shows is we talked about the beauties like Vanna White and Tiffany that you're working with. We talked about the hosts, but another guy who maybe should get more love, how about guys like Rod Roddy and Johnny Gilbert and these announcers that really make the show? Can you talk about who's got next? Because I know Rod Roddy and I know Johnny Gilbert, but who are some of these announcers that maybe are on the come up?
Have you watched Let's Make a Deal Anytime recently?
I have seen it, but I'm not familiar with your guy. Is his name Jonathan, the guy that does your announcer?
Yeah, so you can't ask a question like that and not know that Jonathan and his role on the show. Because
he's becoming a star. He's becoming a star himself.
He's been doing this for 14 years. He's already a star. Just because he's not on your radar, so I want you to check him out. Because I can't really even say who the other announcers are. Because I don't even really know if there are a ton of announcers doing it. Because I just don't watch a lot of other game shows. But I'll tell you, for my money, Jonathan transcends the role of announcer. Because there are people that just sit there and go, and here he comes next, and you won a car. Jonathan is actually funny, and we make the funny up on our show. So I think once you watch our show, then come back and talk to me about Mount Rushmore game shows and announcers.
All right, man. You definitely gave me some homework, Wayne, and I appreciate that. You know, always trying to get better.
Sir.
All right, it's been a pleasure. Happy National Game Show Day to you, Wayne, and keep kicking ass, and thanks for your time on the show today, brother.
Thank you, my friend, and I hope to talk to you in person soon.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.